Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. AppleShop's Appalachian Media Institute is in the middle of their Summer Documentary Institute, an 8-week intensive program for Central Appalachian youth. Corey Coots from Viper, Kentucky, is a peer trainer with the program this summer, and wrote the following commentary in response to the recent allocation of $2.5 million of Kentucky coal severance funds towards REP Arena in Lexington.
Everyone in Kentucky is affected by coal. If you live directly in the coal fields, or even more urbanized cities and suburbs, you are tied to the economics of coal through the Kentucky Coal Severance Tax. Coal severance tax is a pool of funds collected from companies who extract coal. It is 4.5% of the gross value of mined coal. The tax is then split up and sent to different areas of Kentucky for projects such as construction, tourism, industrial parks, and infrastructure systems such as water and sewage. Taxing coal companies makes sense to me. They make billions and put a heavy toll on our roads, land, and people, so giving a small portion back in the form of a coal severance tax seems smart. Recently, however, $2.5 million was taken out of coal severance funds and directed towards REP Arena, home to the University of Kentucky's basketball team and owned by Lexington-Fayette Urban County Government. Though I am a huge fan of basketball myself, I think the money could have gone towards something that directly affects Kentucky citizens' basic needs instead of a venue for entertainment. Coal severance tax benefits the entire state. REP Arena does not. The money Kentucky residents spend at REP Arena to watch games and concerts only fuel Lexington's economy. The Lexington-Fayette Urban County Government will not put the $2.5 million back into the coal severance fund, nevertheless Kentucky's general fund. Many places in Kentucky need the kind of money that is wasted on irrational projects like the renovation of an arena that already has millions invested into it. Most communities in Kentucky are in a state of economic depression. Coal-producing areas, in particular, need extra coal severance funds as coal extraction declines. Yet, I feel like money gets thrown around like it's nothing. The right tax investments could save someone's life, someone's community, and even someone's livelihood. These issues seem to not only be happening in Kentucky, but in all parts of the world. The well-being of people is put a peg lower than things like celebrities, politicians, and sports. In Brazil, citizens are outraged at the country's decision to invest money in the construction of new stadiums for next year's World Cup, instead of putting funds towards the shambolic state of their public services such as education and healthcare. These decisions not only hurt people in need of proper allocation of tax funds, but it also hurts countries as a whole. There are places all over America in dire need of revenue, while billions are poured into the entertainment industry and performers that make millions over condoning vulgarity, violence, drug use, and even murder. As a young person growing up in the coal fields, I hope we can begin looking at new ways of using coal severance tax. Perhaps our politicians could look at western states such as Alaska and Wyoming, who have enacted a permanent trust fund for their severance taxes. That way, a small portion of severance tax is placed in a pool like a vault. The fund would be self-sustaining and accumulate over time. It could not be accessed unless there was a circumstance of dire importance. Once I'm ready to leave for college, I want to be excited about new developments in my community and not worry about the decisions our state leaders will make.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.